The post-match interview.
Brock, congratulations, mate. The inaugural Foppiani medalist, but I'm sure it's the premiership that you're most pleased about.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, could have gone to a number of players, I thought. Real honoured and privileged to win it. I can't believe that we're back-to-back. It's pretty crazy. Yeah.
I'll throw up to the boys in the K-Rod box just above you here.
Brocky, Kingy, Jace Kirsch and Jacob Spaulding talking to you. Congratulations. Was there a moment when you started to enjoy it, or when Billy Ritchie kicked that goal, or did you still stay on the job and they did come at you late there for a while?
Yeah, I didn't really think it was going to be over, to be honest with you. Both my hamstrings, I thought I was done because both my hamstrings and my groins were cramping, and then 40 kicked that big one and then and got them back. But it was a bit of an arm wrestle. They're obviously a good side. We got enormous respect for them, and just stoked that we grinded it out and got the job done.
Your journey to Leopold wasn't an easy one. Port held you back there going back before COVID, but I suspect all that heartache you went through to be here as a two-time premiership player and now a Frank Foppiani medalist has been worth it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely been at the other end of the scale down at Port. We obviously didn't win any games, so I've experienced being down the bottom of the ladder and not much success. And then, obviously coming to Leopold, obviously got some best mates here and, tried to go with both hands. And, just super happy and, sort of speechless, to be honest. Can't believe it.
Brock, congratulations. What was it like to play on GMHBA? That doesn't happen every day of the week.
Big.
big.
Definitely a lot long. You're definitely running more Ks, that's for sure. It was unreal. Great privilege to play on there. I've never played on it before, so that was the first time. And, it was unreal.
And you may not think about it right now, but the inaugural Foppiani medalist, which will be a thing that you'll think about when you retire, probably, that you're in the same ilk as a person who won it three times as a best on ground in the grand final. It's a pretty good thing to have.
Yeah, definitely. All I've heard is good things about Frank. Obviously never met him before, but heard how great of a person he was and how good of a player he was as well. So like I said, I'm very privileged and honoured to win that. I'll definitely look back on it later down in my career for sure.
Brocky Kirsch, congratulations, mate. Super effort by yourself. But what's the next sort of half an hour to 45 minutes look like? Go back to the rooms? Do you get the family in there at all? Or
No, you don't. Oh, no, sorry. You get two wristbands per person.
Oh, it's like the lyric.
Yeah,
it's like a nightclub.
Yeah. It's
get them a free drink.
Literally. But the thing is, I think we've got to get beer out of there by 6. So I don't know what the time is now, but we've got to get a bit of a move on.
Did you get a bus on the way back, or you all go separate ways? Club?
No, we got a bus. Got the Leopold Sporties.
Oh, of course you have.
That was into the game. This morning we had about 10 of us on that classic. Paul Kelly's son Bailey dropped us off, which is nice of him. And then
Leopold player.
Yeah, dressed in his Leopold kit, mate. He dropped us off.
Did he?
Yeah.
No Bannockburn top.
No Bannockburn top.
The post-match interview.